What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Final segment here in the 7 o'clock hour. We'll be with Josh Vernier a little bit later on, about 8:20-ish, talking all things Royals, how he survived the weekend, what the Royals need to do on this West Coast trip.
Three in San Francisco, then three in Minnesota, right? Mm-hmm.
And then Detroit comes to town at the end of the month. So it's...
That's next week.
Yeah, exactly.
He's already gone. So good Lord.
Basically, your equivalent of the NL West in the San Francisco 49 Giants. My dad did a good comparison. He's like, the Dodgers and the Tigers are the same team. The Guardians and, or maybe he said that we were the Diamondbacks. Because, like, every team in that division is great. Every team in the AL Central is great. And, yeah, Detroit's already almost a 40 wins.
It's nuts. So their Thursday off day, Wednesday day game, 2:45, then Minnesota for the weekend, and then home for the is it home for the Tigers right after that, right?
Yeah, they're here. I think they're here the 30th.
Oh, no, the Reds first.
Okay.
You got three games with the Reds who just swept the Guardians.
That's right.
And then so you've got three against the Giants coming up, break. Then you've got three against the Twins, three against the Reds, off day. And then you've got the Tigers coming in for that weekend series leading into the beginning of June. This is a bear over these next couple of days. But these teams got to play the Royals as well. Right. But the problem is, are they going to be able to score enough runs? I'm not worried about their pitching at all, right? They've got a great arsenal right now. Best ERA in the American League. Problem is they're not scoring any runs. And so will they be able to score, you know, 3-4 runs a game? Because if they do, they'll have an opportunity to win a lot of these games.
Yeah, and that's should have known the Reds because that's what Vern was promoting.
Cause that's right, yeah.
Dela Cruz and Brady Singer will be in town. Mm-hmm. So if you want to go see a superstar athlete in Dela Cruz and Bobby Witt Jr. on the same night in the same place, I highly suggest you go check out one of those games. And then, yeah, Detroit's in town, and we're going to know a lot by the end of May.
Yeah, we really will, right? We will know a lot. This time, I would say not quite this time next week, but next Friday, a week from Friday, we'll know a lot as they get ready to enter into that series against the Tigers after three against the Giants, three against the Twins, and three against the Reds. And again, the Reds are playing better baseball. They just swept the Guardians this weekend.
So the tush push is still tables of conversation. What does she do for a living? Tables. I don't want to hear about the tables. But the tush push is going to be revisited this week for the ownership meeting in Minneapolis or some sort of something that's happening. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, they're going to revamp that. The Lions proposed a new playoff seeding. You in or you out on this?
I'm kind of both. Okay. And the reason I say that is I'm for the new seeding. And what they want to do is basically just seed everybody 1 through 7 based on record. Get rid of the, if you win the division, you're a top 4 seed. I can get with that if we get rid of the divisions, but they want to use winning the division as that first tiebreaker. And I was looking at something yesterday. Only 35% of games on an NFL schedule right now are divisional games. Once they go to 18 games, which we all know is going to happen, only a third of the schedule will be divisional games. So it's not like they account for a lot of games on the schedule. I talked about this, I don't know, a couple months ago. I don't have a problem going 1 through 7. Let's just get rid of the division formats and come up with that one true rival that you had. Like, it was rivalry weekend in baseball, if you knew, right? Everybody was playing their rival this weekend in baseball. Have that in the NFL. Have it rivalry weekend twice a year where the Chiefs and Raiders, I would say, is your natural rival. That's who I would keep. You play them at home and you play them away. And then the other 16 games, you find a different way to schedule and have some fun with it. That's how I would do it if I was reseeding this whole thing. I just do away with divisions because I don't know. I mean, after a while, like the division, like I don't care about seeing the Chargers anymore. It kind of gets stale after a while. Yeah.
Because this sort of proposal is tabled. So they are going to discuss this again tomorrow and Wednesday.
Yeah, this could happen.
To see if they want to vote on it. The owners could have voted on this earlier back in March, but again, the talks were tabled until the meeting that is happening tomorrow and Wednesday in Minneapolis. Like you had mentioned, the proposal is basically saying that they don't want to give you a lock in. They want to do it on record. And I don't know. I'm kind of different with the divisions because my fandom has been brought up because of divisions.
Sure.
And I don't know if like it's still the same if it's not there. Like, we've had 10 years of dominance in the AFC West, and now teams are starting to get better, which is going to make that conference better. It makes me hate the Tigers more in baseball, or the Guardians or guys like that, because they continuously win this year. And you're like, oh, this division was never this good. Chiefs, oh, we were running through it all these times with Mahomes. Now the Raiders went out and made adjustments. Now the Chargers went out and made adjustments. Now the Broncos have what Mac thinks is the best defense in the NFL, which I don't disagree with. And it's your division. And I don't know. I kind of like it because it brings out that rivalry, and when you don't have that, it's like, oh, well, I get that game 2 games a year, and that's fun. Whereas with the Bills, I get it 2 games a year, maybe. They got to get their job done in the playoff, but I'm always going to see the Bills in the regular season. But that's fine. That's not the core rivalry. That's a rivalry, but that's not where I consider the core of the Chiefs' rivals to be.
Yeah, and I would say like this, other than like this year, this American League Central Division has stunk out loud, right? Like, did you really need
last
to see
year
the Twins?
Was good too.
Yeah, last year, recent memory. But for the most part, since we've had the Central Division, it's been about as interesting as this empty piece of paper that I'm looking at.
It's been
right?
the AFC South.
Yeah, and there's my point. Like, if you're in the AFC South, no matter what team you're a fan of, right? Just say you're a Jacksonville team. Do you really need to see Indianapolis, Tennessee, and Houston twice a year?
I was actually about to say that's exactly why you need it, Bob, because you don't care about football. But I know for 6 games a year, I hate the Titans. I hate the Colts. I hate those teams. I'm going to get up for those games. I know Titans fans, they care about this game.
Do they?
Those Colts games, really? My gosh, yes.
They care about those games?
They care about those games.
Really?
Oh, Buck Rising when the Colts come to town. he changed his name from Buck to never mind.
I mean, like, Seattle, Arizona twice a year? Do we need that? Do we need, like, the Rams playing
Arizona, maybe
they do. I don't know. I just think if you're going to change the entire playoff format, let's just change the whole thing up, man, and go with something different for a while. The NFL has been great about doing that, trying things, and if it doesn't work, well, we'll switch it back. You know,
they'll still come.
Yeah, and they'll still go to games. Like, all of a sudden, if you just said, all right, we're moving to 18 games, everybody has their one true rival, fan vote, who you get to choose as your one true rival would be kind of fun weighing in. Who do you think we would choose here? I think it would be the Raiders, right?
No, I think it'd be the Broncos.
You think it would be the Broncos. Maybe that's our Wednesday poll. If you had to choose one true rival, is it the Raiders or is it the Broncos? Because I would go with
the
Raiders.
Chargers.
Yeah, we could throw them on there, but I don't think they would get many votes. You know,
I agree.
So you have your one true rival, and then you have 16 other games, and you make schedule release night lottery-ish, fun, figure it out where you're drawing names and you're creating games. And
because you
have 16 games where you could have different sorts of matchups. And so maybe one year you do want to do a home-and-home with Buffalo. because they're supposed to be good or whatever the case may be. I think the division games limits what you can do from a scheduling standpoint. And if you're going to expand to this playoff format, scratch the divisions, man, and just let's go.
What if we can promise, that's compromise if you have dyslexia like I do, mm-hmm. what if we can promise instead of playing your division twice, you play them once? Like what baseball did. Instead of playing your division team,
I don't hate that.
You know, 19 times, you play them 11 now.
13 or 11. Yeah, or 11. I don't necessarily hate that. And then you alternate every year. Yep. The Raiders are here this year, then we're there next year. I don't hate that.
You add four more games to your schedule of different teams. Maybe you go play another
division.
Right.
Yeah.
You play the NFC's top.
Okay, I'm in. 100%. Good. Love it. Good idea. Really good idea.
Yeah, I'm still out.
You want those two?
I want those two games. Yeah, really? I think it's when you mentioned
that
like
Jets being Dolphins matchup, man, I'm going to tell you what.
Dude, yes. For Jets and Dolphins fans, absolutely.
When the Patriots were great. Against the Broncos, it always gets played with the Chiefs starters on the bench.
That 20-year dynasty that New England was, 16-0 every year, they were scared when they played the Dolphins, even when the Dolphins were winning four games, because for whatever reason, it's a rivalry. They have this vibe that happens in Miami's arena. You don't want to lose that culture, that vibe in the NFL.
I'm just giving you both the best of
both
worlds.
No, I agree. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
No, I like your – I'm in on that.
The NBA struggles with this. That's why I don't want to lose in the NFL. The NBA needs rivalries. The NFL has them. They don't want to lose them.
But do they have – but the
WNBA's got a pretty good rivalry.
Yeah, they may have the best rivalry in sports.
It's up there.
That's not a hot take.
It's not a hot take.
It's really not.
It's not a hot take. It may be the best rivalry in professional sports right now, the Sky versus the Fever. I mean, think about it.
Okay.
Just specifically
individuals. Either way you want to do it. Yeah.
But they both are the face of their franchise.
Yeah,
I know what you mean.
Yeah, so that's fine. You want to do the player, you want to do the team. But it's a great rivalry there's going to be fisticuffs, and they got five more of these.
Yeah, because Mahomes and Allen don't hate each other.
No, they actually like each other, and that kind of stings.
They're boys.
Right? Yeah, they're hanging out.
Mahomes ripped his heart out and immediately went and found him afterwards because he said he had to.
Yeah, I'm so sorry.
I don't know what's worse. They lost to the Bengals, the fact that Mahomes went and like, helped him off the field. I'm like, you're supposed to hate this guy.
Right, and they don't. So, no, I do. I think that Angel Reese, that Caitlin Clark rivalry may be the best in sports right now. But you could still have those rivals. Because I think the Chiefs' rivals have changed over the years. I've said the division guys are no longer rivals to us. You know, now, because they've gotten better, maybe that changes.
It's gonna be back,
but during most of this run with Patrick Mahomes, the AFC West has not been rivals at all. They've been basically preseason games, and they've been waste of time. The Bengals, the Bills, the Ravens, those are the teams that became your rival. It used to be the Steelers, the Patriots, but those teams aged out and things have changed. Your biggest rival right now is Buffalo. I think your biggest rival right now is...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups. No pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Cincinnati, to an extent, to Baltimore, they're the ones. Now, if these teams in the West pick up the slack and they make it competitive, then we can have a different conversation. But as we sit right now, those guys out west are far from your rivals compared to where Buffalo, Cincinnati, and Baltimore are.
Locked, cocked, and ready to rock.
Better believe, Jim.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hosting season's here. Are your Windows guests ready? Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is on now. Save up to 40% site-wide and get a free measure. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing. No showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Early access to Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale is happening now. Shop and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.